Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. We started making yogurt as a way to fund an organic farming school, and 28 years later, our mission is still all about healthy food, healthy people, and a healthy planet. Today, we support 200,000 acres of organic family farms, and we give 10% of our profits to efforts that protect and restore the earth. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at LOE.org.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Australia is the largest exporter of coal in the world. And per capita, it's the largest emitter of greenhouse gases among developed nations. But soon Australia will be one of the world's largest reducers of global warming emissions. Australia's lower house of parliament has narrowly passed legislation that puts a stiff price on carbon, a heavy tax on every ton of carbon dioxide produced by the nation's biggest companies. Mark Tomhoney, an executive producer with ABC News Radio, joins me from Sydney Down Under. Hi, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I must say, for the world's largest exporter of coal, this is a very bold move.
It is, and it's a very controversial move. The public is split right down the middle. A lot of people argue that we must do something about climate change and reducing carbon emissions for our grandchildren. That's a cry that you hear from a lot of older Australians. But at the same time, they say the way to do it is not by putting a great big new tax on everything.
So this was a real squeaker of a vote in the House of Representatives, 74-72.
It certainly was. You have to remember that in Australia we currently have a minority government, and this is quite a difficult political issue for Prime Minister Julia Gillard, because she clearly said before the last election, under no government that I lead will there be a carbon tax, quote unquote, but she didn't get the votes to form a government in her own right. And this is one of the political prices that the Greens and the Independents have forced her to pay.
Well, she obviously changed her tune a lot. I want you to listen to this clip we have of the Prime Minister.
I believe after all of that debate, the vast majority of Australians believe that climate change is real. The vast majority of Australians believe it is caused by carbon pollution made by human beings. The majority of Australians want to see that carbon pollution reduced.
Now, there are many people that do believe that climate change is occurring, but people in business and industry argue that imposing a carbon tax is not the easiest way to reduce emissions. And anyway, if it did reduce emissions, their argument goes, Australia is only responsible for 1.5% of global emissions. So really, whatever we do is insignificant compared to what happens in the USA, in China, in Brazil.
Well, 80% of your electricity comes from burning coal, and the Conservative opposition leader Tony Abbott is fiercely against the tax. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Look, I think it is a day of betrayal, and this is a betrayal which is going to add to families' costs of living, and it's going to threaten Australians' jobs. So I think every Labor Member of Parliament who went into the chamber this morning has broken faith with the Australian people.
He says we can repeal the tax, we'll repeal the tax, we must repeal the tax. This is a pledge in blood. This tax will go.
And indeed, that's what he's promising to do. We should point out that this scheme would come into effect. It will now be passed in the Senate. There's no doubt about that because the government has the numbers. It will come into effect on the 1st of July next year. Carbon will be priced at $23 Australian, which is roughly $23 US a tonne, which I might add is significantly above the current European Union carbon price. That's another big beef of industry. They're saying, well, this is a very high carbon price. They don't tend to put so much emphasis on the compensatory measures that the government is putting in. They're focusing more on the headline carbon price. But it is still 2 years from now until Prime Minister Julia Gillard needs to call an election. So you wonder how hard it would be for a Tony Abbott Conservative-led opposition to try and undo this huge economic change, which really is going to change the fundamental structure of the Australian economy, the way it's designed.
Well, the way I understand this is designed is that for 3 years, starting in 2012, businesses and households would get a tax cut from money that was raised on this tax on these very large emitters of carbon dioxide.
Yeah, if you take an average household in Australia, the government estimates that household bills would rise by $514.80 a year. But the average assistance to that family through tax cuts and various other measures is estimated by the Australian Treasury to be $525.20 a year. So as you can see, the net effect is roughly 10 Australian dollars, 10 American dollars better off. And for poorer Australians, the compensation measures are even more generous, so that pensioners, for argument's sake, would be overcompensated, whereas people at the higher end, higher wealthy income earners, they would feel some pain from this tax.
And the money that was raised from the tax would also be used to invest in clean energy initiatives, and I guess $1 billion would be used to protect forest and biodiversity.
There are a number of measures like that. You've got to also understand that a lot of measures will be going back to industry, like the aluminium industry, which causes an incredible amount of Australia's carbon emissions. The effective carbon price they would pay is probably only about $1 or $2.
Well, Australia has a lot of coal, and a lot of that coal goes to China. Are you basically exporting your emissions in a sense?
That is the argument put forward by a lot of environmental campaigners. Coal that's exported off overseas obviously doesn't have a carbon tax per se on it. And you have to remember that Australia is the world's biggest coal exporter. And because of our high local use of coal as well, Australians per capita, given our small population, given the size of our land and our huge reserves of coal, are actually per capita the world's highest emitter of greenhouse gases in the entire world.
Mark, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Mark Tamhane is an executive producer at ABC News Radio in Australia.